Thank you all so much for attending. I'm Siobhan Sarna, and I have a lot of different platforms like SIBO SOS, and I've done a lot of different summits like the Microbiome Rescue Summit, and of course the SIBO SOS and IBS summits, and I have Digestion SOS. So I've really been operating with a lot of gut health lately, you know, over the past 5 years. And then I was called by my intuition and my heart to do the Lymphatic Rescue Summit. And almost 100,000 people came to that summit. It's been tremendous. And then the ripple effects I see going out into the world are beautiful. And one of the people who has been so instrumental in helping me connect with other speakers and get inspired, and I'm already pretty inspired because remember my mom had lymphoma. And so I really wanted to share the information about the lymphatic system with people around the globe, but it had to be the right information with the right people. And Dr. Schaffner, Christine Schaffner, who's here with us today from Eminence Health, was one of the people that was so instrumental in making sure I really got connected with the right people. So I wanted to say thank you, Christine, for being a friend and also for sharing your professional insights with me about the lymphatic system, but also connecting me with your network, because that's a real honor and compliment. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Siobhan. And thank you, you know, thank you for creating the summit and reaching so many people, because this is a topic that I'm passionate about as well. And team effort, right?
Right. Takes a committee. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Team effort. So today we have Dr. Schaffner, who's going to be talking to us about three key things that you can do for your lymphatic system. Now, before I even decided to really, maybe it was about the same time that I was going to do the Lymphatic Summit, the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, I took a class of Dr. Schaffner's. And keep in mind, she's one of my doctors personally. She's helping me with my cavitation surgery right now, which is a whole nother story. I'm going to be doing the Dental Health Connection Summit. What, dear?
I said it's another summit. Not only
it is, and it's happening in September 2021, the Dental Health Connection Summit, where I have 36, at least, and we're probably going to be up to 40 different presenters, dentists, and also doctors who are not dentists but have gone through dental experiences that are really interesting, biological dentistry, and how it impacts your whole life. And then my own personal case study. I just had special cavitation surgery a week ago. So that's going to be part of the summit too. So that's happening in September. We'll tell you all about it as we get closer. But also gut health, the whole thing. It's so cool, you guys. So that's going to be fascinating. I have learned so much, and we're just sort of pulling the details of it together. We already have most of the materials in. And my team is like making dentist appointments left and right. It's crazy, the stuff we're learning. So I can't wait for you all to learn it. Anyway, today we're learning about the lymphatic system, three key things of how you can impact your lymphatic system, action steps you can take quickly and easily. And we also have a course that Dr. Schaffner is presenting. And this is a course that I personally bought and paid for last year and got so much out of. I wanted to make sure that everyone else knew about it too. So there's also some cool stuff Dr. Schaffner has been doing in the background, which we'll discuss, oh my gosh, in a little bit. I don't know what's happening. People are calling.
Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah. So we're just going to go with the flow. You know, I like to take things seriously, but I'm also not overly formal, but I'm very committed to making sure people get the information that they need. That being said, Dr. Schaffner is an incredible naturopath who is the founder of Eminence Health. She is in Seattle and she does telemedicine. She's really created this institute there where people can come and physically be there, but also do telemedicine and get helped in imaginative, evidence-based ways that are not the norm. Okay. Yes, the norm will be addressed and then beyond the norm. We do have requests that we speak slowly and clearly today, Christine. So we'll do that. And I'm going to hand things over to you. And if you guys do have some questions, we'll try to save a little of that towards the end. Put your questions in the Q&A box, if you don't mind, versus the chat. Chat's for like, hey, I'm from Georgia or whatever. And then put your questions in the Q&A box. It's easier for me to manage that. But then also, last and certainly not least, Wanted to do the Q&A and I hit record. I'm just kind of going through my mental list to make sure I got everything. Well, I'll remember and it'll come up and all will be good. I'm gonna turn things over to you, Christine. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for the warm welcome. And it's really an honor to be speaking to your community today. And I have a PowerPoint. Can I
bring it on in?
Cool with that. Okay. So I'm a PowerPoint person. Okay. So we're going to definitely hit all the points Siobhan has requested. And just because this is such a topic I'm passionate about and everyone's coming, I know who's listened maybe to the entire summit or maybe got pieces. I just want to make sure that we set the stage for everybody. And we're coming to this topic with a lot of the same foundational knowledge. So we're going to be talking about solutions and be very solutions focused today. So I want to share a little bit about the overview of the lymphatic system, really dive into those three key action steps that I've created for us. And then, as Siobhan mentioned, we get this question so much from our community and from my patients. Many of my patients, I was even talking to Darcy before this call, and we were saying, like, I think I often say like 100% of my patients have lymphatic issues, and I don't say 100% about anything. And so I just know this is such a overlooked an important system to treat and really rewarding, because when we get movement in the system, that's when health starts flowing and people feel better. So out of that desire, we really try to make some, create a course that was very succinct, actionable, and people could implement right away. So we'll go over that. And then I wanted to take some time to talk about one of my most favorite topics, because I see a lot of chronic illness and patients with a lot of neurological illnesses, that the role of the lymphatics, and that's the lymph system in our brain. And so we'll talk about what that is, how that's tied into sleep, and then how we also have to look at downstream lymph to help the flow of our lymph out of our brain. And so we'll talk about that so you have an understanding, and then solutions. So is that cool, Siobhan? And you can—
Oh my gosh, please, yeah. I can't wait. The lymphatic system will change your life, totally. Yeah. This is very exciting, you guys. Yeah, if anybody who suffers from migraines, they need to know about this, but we all need to know about this. Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Let's do it.
Okay, so just interrupt or speed me up or slow me down whenever you need, but I will dive in here.
Okay, slow, just go slow. We're all absorbing.
I know the biggest feedback I always get is that I talk too fast, and being from the East Coast, you know, I just get excited. So
I know we do too.
I will talk slow. Okay. So I love when I talk about the lymphatic system, I love this slide because it brings to life, you know, how the lymphatic system is interconnected to our circulatory system and how they really work in tandem. So again, quick overview, many of you are already experts and pros after watching the Lymphatic Rescue Summit. However, I just want to tie in that our lymphatic system is this body-wide network of lymphatic capillaries, lymphatic nodes, lymphatic vessels, organs, glands. And the role of the lymphatic system is really to remove waste from the body, as well as engage our immune system so that we're surveying our environment and mounting appropriate immune response to the things that we engage in. And so how the system works is that we have blood that's oxygen-rich that leaves our heart, it gets pumped from our heart, it goes through a whole network of what we call arteries. So that's the red. So the arteries are going to be oxygen rich. And then it meets in the tissue space of what we call capillaries. And this is where these arteries basically wind down to these small capillaries. And then actually in the space, we're in like the, what we call the tissue space. So we're in the extracellular matrix, and we're in the connective tissue, which we'll all show in a moment. And so in this space, actually fluid leaves our capillary system. And some of that fluid, you know, basically returns to the veins and then essentially makes its way back to the heart to get reoxygenated. But a lot of that fluid stays in the tissue space. And that is what we call interstitial fluid. And it bathes our cells and our tissues with oxygen and nutrients. And then a big part of its job is to remove waste, just basic cellular debris, but also waste that we get overwhelmed with by our environmental burden. So this interstitial fluid drains into what we call lymphatic capillaries. And then that's where the lymph meets its way to vessels, nodes, organs, glands, and then returns to the heart. So that's just like wide open view, big view of the lymphatic system. And then this is kind of going a little deeper. So these are kind of, this is the inner intersection between the capillaries and the lymphatic capillaries. And so again, as that fluid leaves the capillaries and bathes all those cells and brings oxygen and nutrition, it removes waste, and that fluid becomes lymph, and it basically drains into these lymphatic capillaries. And then this network basically goes into nodes and glands and different organs, removing waste and engaging with our immune system. So let's say we meet a virus, so that our immune system recognizes that virus and mounts an immune response. And then the immune system takes care of that, ideally. So again, this is a part where I'm super passionate about, because this is the area that I feel my medicine is really working on. So again, this is what we call the extracellular matrix. And again, another visual of the space that I just shared with you. So we have interstitial fluid leaving the capillaries. And then you can see like all of this action that's happening in the extracellular matrix. So the extracellular matrix is the space in between the cells. So there's cells that have their own life going on inside the cell, and then outside the cell, where there are things what we call structural proteins, so collagen. Many people have heard of collagen, right? So collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. It's a structural protein, but it also has a big role in communication in the body. We also have things like proteoglycans, and we have hyaluronic acid, and we have fibroblasts, mast cells. So there's a lot of patients who have mast cell activation. And part of my working theory of that is that there's a lot that is overwhelming their extracellular matrix that makes these mast cells more easily triggerable. So then they're overwhelmed and releasing histamine more. So one strategy is, and with this kind of concept, one common denominator with whatever chronic illness or whatever health challenge you have, is the more you drain the space and the more that you get this space moving and that lymph draining into the lymphatic capillaries, vessels, nodes, organs, that's where health is. Because if that space, if the lymphatic system becomes sluggish, remember, like everything's like through fluid dynamics draining into that space. So if this space is becoming overwhelmed and stagnant and congested, there's going to be backflow. There's also going to not be enough flow into the lymphatics. And then if the lymphatics, right, are overwhelmed because of all the things we'll talk about, then this space doesn't drain as well. So it's kind of like this hydraulic system that we need to make sure there's movement in, and we get into trouble when there's not enough movement because of all the secondary effects from toxicity, immune dysregulation, poor cellular communication. And then again, my summary here, Rob Cass, who is a doctor who created a line called Physica Energetics. I use a lot of his products. And he says, everything that comes out of the blood takes a somewhat complicated route through the connective tissues to the parenchymal cells. Those are the cells in the matrix, and then into the lymphatics. The extracellular matrix regulates the cellular milieu. And since the lymphatics are highly intermeshed with the extracellular matrix, we can change the terrain by lymph therapies. So what he's saying is that we can change our cells, and where what's happening in the cell is so much, but that's where our DNA is expressed, right? So we can change the course of an illness, the course of our epigenetic expression, you know, the trajectory of our health by treating the lymphatic system. So take a moment. Anything that you want to share, Siobhan?
Let's absorb that. That's huge. Okay, so we do have the possibility of impacting it, but a question that I have off the top of my head that I think will help here is, how much of that lymphatic fluid is water?
A high amount of it. I have a slide that talks about the composition, you know, of lymph. So definitely there's water. There's also protein. There's glucose. There's oxygen. There's electrolytes. So there's all of this normal metabolism. And then what happens, right, in this space is that it gets overwhelmed by cellular debris, toxicity, toxicants, pathogens. However, you're hitting a good point, which we talk about in the course, is the role of structured water in our lymphatics, because there's this water called structure water or exclusion zone water that our friend Dr. Jerry Pollack and Gina Bria talk about. And that actually is a big part of our intracellular fluid, but also the water around that collagen that we just talked about. So collagen, the most abundant protein in the space, has water that organizes it around the collagen. And there's lots of thoughts of what that water does, but it helps propel motion. It helps to store energy. It helps to get rid of toxicants. So yeah, water is a big part of this system.
I was just curious about that. I just wanted to sort of put that piece of the puzzle. Okay. Keep on going. Hold on. I got one more thing.
Good. All right.
On we go.
So again, just to catch everybody up to speed of the lymphatic system, the key aspects that I'm thinking about, you know, it's tied to our circulatory system. It's really important in our immune system, our waste clearance, that draining the lymph and keeping your lymph moving actually is one of the best things that you can do for your health, because it's going to actually help to change your epigenetic expression of your DNA, because the more that your cells are able to detoxify into that interstitial space, because there's not backup in congestion, the healthier the cells will be, the better they'll communicate and so forth. So again, really to oversimplify, you know, health is flow, you know, and a big part of the lymphatic rescue is to create movement and flow in the system so that, this system can keep draining and moving and the body can remain healthy. So this is just a quote that I often refer to: health is the free flow of the process of life through thousands of channels in our body. Disease is caused by obstacles to this flow. So even though these modern chronic illnesses are quite complex that I see on a regular basis, there are principles and common denominators of how the body works that if we work with creating more movement and flow, especially in the lymphatic system, health flows from there. And that's from Memser, a German physician back in 1734. So again, just talking about clearing the blocks and looking at not only the lymphatic system as one of the key parts and routes of detoxification, but that's also interrelated to other organs of detoxification and organs of elimination. So I just have a little note here. So when you're thinking about the lymphatic system, you know, we always support our organs of elimination, which are our liver and our bile, our colon, our kidneys, our skin, our lungs. And so that's really important. And then just to plug, as we move the lymphatic system, it's really important to also think of binders, because binders help to bind toxicants and biotoxins and remove them via the biliary system and the colon, so that you're anything that you create movement in, so we can keep the system flowing and the exit routes open, that they actually get removed out of your body rather than recirculating. So just a little plug as we talk about the lymph, I don't want to ignore the, you know, the greater picture of the organs of elimination is also binders are really foundational, as we've talked about, Siobhan, right?
Right, multiple times. And we do have a quick question from one of our friends, Naomi. I want to just insert this right now because it's so appropriate, which is, do you have a list of binders or off the top of your head that are most appropriate for lymph-related conditions?
Yeah, there's a number of binders I love and I work with. So I work with two companies primarily with binders. And again, this is just what I'm used to. But one is a company called BioPure, and they have a really clean chlorella, which is a blue-green algae that helps to bind a host of different, not only biotoxins, mold toxins, but also environmental toxicants like heavy metals such as mercury, also other persistent organic pollutants. We also use a special zeolite powder called ZeoBind that is a silica molecule that helps to bind and absorb aluminum, also decreases histamine in the body, mycotoxins. And then I love the work of Cellcore. They have a direct-to-physician or direct-to-consumer line called Microbe Formulas as well. However, they have a special type of fulvic and humic acid binder. Their binders actually revolutionized my practice in a lot of ways, because their binders can be taken with or without food. So some of my patients, I know.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on. You're blowing my mind. It's called Microbe formulas.
Yeah, or CellCore. Yeah, CellCore is the product line. That's their physician line, but they have a direct, for people who are good to Google them, they have a direct-to-consumer line too called Microbe Formulas. So there are slight differences in the formulas, but they're excellent. And they're specialized fulvic and humic acid. And one part of the binder stays in the intestine while the other is released systemically to mop up, more toxicants in outside of the digestive tract.
So this is so important, you guys and gals and anybody who identifies with whatever pronoun. I just want to find out, because we have a lot of international people right now on this webinar, from Ireland to Poland to South Africa. So welcome, one and all. I don't know if CellCore sells internationally, but that's worth finding out. Eminence, your apothecary at your organization, do you guys ship internationally, Dr. Schaffner?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so something you guys can reach out about that. I happened to go to your site yesterday to see if Carboxy, which is by CellCore, right now it's sold out, but that doesn't mean it will be always. So that's just, it's good to know some sources here.
Yeah, CellCore, I know that's one of my favorite binders, and I have a secret stash still before it's not completely sold out, but they're going to be releasing it. And then they have another one called HMET, heavy metal environmental toxicant binder. They do a lot of work with glyphosate, herbicides, and pesticides, getting those removed out of the body as well. And then biotoxin binders. So that helps a lot with biotoxins and mycotoxins. So those, and then there's one called Virat Chem. So those are the three
binders. It's called what? It's called what?
Virat Chem. So they're more radiation as a toxicant to help remove, as well as it helps with viruses and retroviruses. So I'll introduce you to Todd, and you should interview him. Yeah, I already have.
Okay. I'm just having beginner mind for everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, you should know Todd. Yeah, so
I do. Okay, don't forget to put your questions in the Q&A box and chat boxes if you have any tech issues. Let's keep going now. So we know about the system now. We want to talk about how we can manipulate it ourselves.
Yeah, so absolutely. So getting into solutions. So I have three slides for solutions. So number one thought process around the lymphatic system is, how do you create flow in the system? And I didn't specifically say, but going back to the lymphatic system, that the circulatory system is different because we have the heart, which is pumping the blood in the circulatory system. However, the lymphatic system, because of the one-way valve structure that brings lymph back to the heart, it has these valves that actually rely on our movement. And so in order to get lymph flowing in the lymphatic system and returning to the heart, where it ultimately returns and gets recycled, we need to move our body. So we have to have good blood flow and circulation, right? Because that's a key to pushing the lymph around the body and draining. But we also have to, again, these are from simple to more complicated ways to move your lymph. So movement, walking, just get up and move, walking, movement, even if you're sick and struggling out there and don't have a lot of energy, however, you can just have a practice of moving your body at whatever level you can, that will help your lymphatic system. And then they have home tools like rebounding, more sophisticated vibration plates now that can help move your lymph, dry skin brushing. That's a naturopathic treatment that helps to actually apply a dry skin brush topically to your skin, always in the direction of your heart. I like to also open up downstream before, upstream rather than downstream, so that you're kind of paving the way that where the lymph has somewhere to go. And so that is, really good. You're doing Kelly's lymphatic pumping, right? So she keeps us, our lymph flowing. And then you mentioned water. So hydration is really important because of the more hydrated we are, the more movement we have in our system. I'm really into this concept of structured water. And the more structured water we have in our lymphatic system, that's also going to help with not only our, the more structured water we have in our body, that's going to help our circulation, but it's also going to help lymphatic fluid move. So that is, you know, something we can talk more about. And then Kelly introduced us to this piece of equipment I have in my office that we love. So if you'd like, again, starting it simple, but if you're a practitioner or you are someone who needs to go find a practitioner who does more hands-on lymphatic drainage therapies, there's wonderful, lots of different techniques from water to more deeper pressure. But the Flowpresso is a unique system that it's compression with infrared and PEMF. And so we use it in the office and you get deeply relaxed. And so have you been in the Flowpresso yet, Siobhan? Oh, you're on mute. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I'm doing that because so in case I make any noise, the camera doesn't come.
Oh, no worries. Yeah.
Several things. Hold on. So what is structured water? Let's just talk, if I could have a definition for that.
Yeah, okay, so structured water is the fourth phase of water. So regular water is called H2O. Structured water is H3O2. And so it has this other hydrogen and it has this negative charge in the water because of that. And so this is water that naturally occurs in the body. And, you know, even people from Dr. Thomas Cowan thinks that we're actually, he was in my body electric summit and he went to say that, you know, we don't even have cells. We're just structured crystalline water. And that's, you know, how our body dynamics or our physiology is really meant to, you know, move energy and move fluids in the body. So you have one end of the spectrum that, you know, is out there. But the way that I think about it is that we actually know when even Jerry has looked at, you know, the cell, that structured water naturally organizes around the cell membrane and it pushes out toxins out of the cell. And it also, it's also called exclusion zone water. So because of the way that the biochemistry excludes toxicants where the water is, and then because of that negative charge, it actually helps to maintain voltage in the cell. So that's a storage of energy in the cell. And then because of also its organization, it helps to create movement. So it's going to help propel fluid in the body. So that's like the high level summary.
Yeah, no. That's awesome. So we see some of these supplements out there that are like hydrogen water, put this in your water, it makes it hydrogen water. Is that what?
Yeah. That is part of it. And then there are natural things that you can do that actually, so it's twofold. So you can actually ingest water that's structured that can do work in the body. There's also, we can structure the water within our own bodies by different things. So infrared, that light that you have on your floor here. So the sauna space photon helps, it's near an infrared. And
this thing, guys, is so cool.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite
tools.
It's
so hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so infrared, so there's different spectrums, like at different wavelengths of light that they have found to structure water in our bodies. So UV and then infrared, also going out in sunlight because it's that whole spectrum of different wavelengths of light that we have. So you can be in water, or sorry, you can be in the sun to structure the water in your body. Grounding actually helps to putting your feet in contact with earth actually helps to structure the water in your body. Those would be the main ones. They study different substances. So there are different things like cold pressed green juices tend to have more exclusion zone water. Turmeric tends to help to structure the water in your body. Coconut oil, you know, so these things, Dr. Pollack's lab looked at different substances and sees the impact on structured water in the body. So I often say, the more that I learn about this is that our health is a really a direct reflection of how much exclusions of water or structured water we have in our body. So that it's really important to the lymphatics. And that's why I think also the Flowpresso works so well because it has infrared. So that it, like, we're not only getting movement through compression, but we're getting the infrared application, which organizes the water in our body to create more movement. Does that make sense?
It does. So the Flowpresso, if you watch Kelly Kennedy's presentation from the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, she's sitting in front of a massage table and she has the Flowpresso in the back, and then she has one of her assistants come in and actually, you know, like get in it and stuff. So, and so did Desiree Despone, who I may have just mispronounced your name, I'm so sorry, who's the creator of it. So it's like a, imagine like a bodysuit with it that that inflates and deflates, but then has this PEMF. Mm-hmm. And tell us what the PEMF is.
Yeah, PEMF is a form of acknowledging that we have this electrical nature to our body. So it's actually adding a voltage into our system to increase cellular voltage. So we not only think of like, oh, having the right electrolyte balances in the body, but we think about energy in the cell from the measure of millivolts. And so that has a lot to do with our cells' ability to communicate and create action potentials. So, you know, where it energizes our body. So creates more, it adds energy into the system.
Okay, cool. All right. So that, and that's what leads to like the anti-inflammation, et cetera.
Yeah, because, you know, we're only as healthy as our cells, our ability to do work and communicate, right? So a lot of, you know, through the work of Dr. Jerry Tennant, you know, healing is voltage, right? So, you know, chronic disease.
No, but not everyone here knows Jerry. So you have to act like we don't. Again, beginner's mind. So talk to us. Who's Jerry again? Tell us the name of his book.
So yeah, Dr. Jerry Tennant. Sorry that I'm going down these rabbit holes, Siobhan. I don't know if this is.
I love rabbits. It's fine. Yes, I love them. Yeah. So we're just gonna, you know, we're being in the moment asking these questions is like they're coming up. That's cool.
Yeah. So Dr. Jerry Tennant, he wrote a book called Healing as Voltage. And so he was an ophthalmologic surgeon. So he did surgery in the eyes and he got very sick because he was exposed to virus. By working so closely with these people. And so he had chronic fatigue system, syndrome for like 12 years, was bedridden. And then he read about principles of physics in the body and also got connected with a German device called the Scanner that actually worked with the principles of PEMF and voltage. And so he realized that sick cells are cells that are low energy or low voltage. And to heal from a chronic illness, we have to increase voltage in the body. He came to talk at one of my classes when I was in undergrad. And so he was kind of like a pivotal figure. And so, yeah, he lives in Texas. He's, I think, in his late 80s now. And he has really helped people look at our body from this bioelectrical standpoint.
It's fascinating, guys. And that's why you've done these amazing body electric summits. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of that information. So find those on Health Talks Online, you guys. But so quickly, just to recap, there are a lot of questions about the structure of water. We can go, do you have a supplement at your site?
You know, how I work with structured water with my own body and with is more through devices. So there is this woman, Gina Bria, she has this thing called the Aqua Energizer that I use. There's other things, you know, other kind of more devices to help structured water. But then I have like a sauna space photon, but I have on my desk. So I put infrared light in front of my body a lot. And of course, share with my patients. The best hydrogen tablet, if people are looking for that, I like Quicksilver's hydrogen tablet. That one I use a lot in practice as well. And then again, like you can buy things to do, but ground, get in the sun, you know, and, you know, those things can structure the way, and drink green juices, you know, like that could be a start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, your green juices, the hydrogen tablets that you're talking about are from Quicksilver Scientific and you pop them in.
Yeah, you put them in, you have to drink them within 15 minutes because again, the tablet turns into hydrogen gas that you drink. And then that, you know, then you ingest. I have a hydrogen water filter at my house, but you don't have to make it that complicated either. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. I didn't know half of that stuff. So I'm thankful. And there are a lot of other people who are
We can just talk about this on our next talk.
Well, you have another webinar on structured water, as I recall.
Yeah, we do. We have one. I've done a lot of them. And then we actually, within our 7-day energy blueprint that we're going to be sharing, we have a whole 1 day is about water.
And oh, thank goodness. Okay.
I'm like, yes, we talk about this and we're going to dive in. And Gina, she's a dear friend and she works with Jerry Pollack. So Jerry Pollack is, he wrote the book, The Fourth Phase of Water. Gina is a good friend.
The fourth phase of water.
Yeah. And then Gina really is committed to helping his research and, you know, get this word out to more people. She has an organization called the hydrationfoundation.org. So a lot of free information on that site. And then we interview her on the 7-day lymphatic rehab, you know, so this is, again, you know, something she goes in depth and she'll explain it way better than I am in this brief time.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going fast and we have a lot still to cover. So what I'm going to do, anybody who's watching this, past, present, and future, as a gift, I'm going to have this transcribed and we'll make sure that you guys get it via email or whatever. I haven't figured that part out yet, but we'll get it to you. So we will transcribe it because there's a lot of good words flying at me. And frankly, my brain's going to explode. So I can't take notes that fast and multitask. And you're welcome, everybody. Applause for the gift of the transcript. Thank you for being here. We love you. We'll get you a transcript.
I'm speaking slow.
Really? I love you, not really. Okay. In your mind, you're speaking slow.
I know.
In my mind, I'm like,
what? Yeah. Yeah, no, Siobhan and I are dear friends, so we can laugh at this moment.
We are dear friends. So yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So say that to someone who wasn't my friend and be like, oh, well, I don't know what I would say. I'd be very different. Okay, so.
So this was just action step one. This was just action step one.
Go with the flow, go slow and breathe, but.
That's a good lead in. Breathing.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. There we go. So second action step that we have, we all have access to our breath. And our breath actually is a huge lymphatic pump. And that inhalation, breathing in, our chest expands, our diaphragm lowers. That actually is like a nice abdominal massage, putting the pressure of the diaphragm down. But also with that expansion, we're actually pumping. The lymph from the thoracic duct is leaving and getting returned to the heart. So that's happening in the inhalation. Exhalation, we contract, right? We blow out. And then what happens in the stomach when the diaphragm goes up, there's a place in the abdomen called the cisterna chyli, which is part of the lymphatic system. I'm sure someone talked about it at the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, that this is a big lymph center in our abdomen. And basically lymph leaves the cisterna chyli, goes in the thoracic duct where it's making its way back and going upstream where the lymph is returning to the heart. So the inhalation, we're pumping lymph, right? And that, you know, there's so many wonderful benefits of breath work, right? It gets you in parasympathetic. It's a way to even, you know, get into deeper levels of consciousness. So this is creating this pumping action. And then, you know, it also helps to, by pumping our rib cage, we're not only affecting the lymph that's returned, pointing to my left. The left is where the thoracic duct basically enters. It connects to the superior vena cava where that's part of the venous return to the heart. So essentially we're, you know, this is a big, point of entry for all of that lymph that just moved throughout your body is getting returned to the circulatory system to go do that all again, right? So, you know, this is again, the more that we have, or let me say it this way, the less stagnation that we have in this area, the more movement that we have coming from our, you know, lower body, right? Returning all this lymph from our lower body back into the thoracic because it's making its way up, you know, the more lymph can drain in our bodies. So breathing is not only going to oxygenate your body, get you into parasympathetic, you know, do all these wonderful things, but it's actually a pump for our lymphatic system. I'll keep that one short.
Okay.
So this one, you know me, I'm trying to pack a lot of information and I want to give a lot of people a lot of value and tools and feel empowered. So we're going to create flow. We're going to breathe. And then we're going to think about all the things that, we could be affected by that could be congesting our lymph. And why I love the lymphatic system so much is that it gives me the space to talk about all the things I treat in my office. So I treat toxicants, I treat pathogens, and I treat trauma. And this is actually the extracellular matrix draining into the lymphatics is really the action of all of us, right? So toxicants like heavy metals, glyphosate, you name it, all the persistent organic pollutants can congest our lymph, affect all those structural proteins I was talking about, from collagen to proteoglycans to cell membranes. They can disrupt cellular communication, create stagnation in that matrix that, you know, affects forward and backward movement of the lymphatics into the capillaries. So we really need to basically avoid those as much as possible, but also to get better, we got to get those out of that space and drain through our lymphatic system so our body can really eliminate them for good. And then pathogens. So again, I treat a lot of stealth pathogens and looking at the whole microbiome and the relationship with our immune system. And this extracellular matrix in the lymphatic system is a key area where stealth pathogens hang out. So Lyme and co-infections love this space. They degrade collagen and elastin. Viruses and retroviruses like this space. And actually, you know, everyone knows when you have when you're sick or have a chronic viral infection or an acute viral infection that your lymph nodes get swollen. So the lymph system is really, trying to mount an immune response that can congest the lymphatics that way. Parasites also can be problematic and congest the lymphatics. And then trauma, you know, going back to structured water. So there are people like Dr. Oshman and also this biophysicist, Mei-Wan Ho, that have studied how the body holds memory. And many of you, just think about, just an aside, if you've had myofascial work or body work or craniosacral, some of these hands-on modalities, I see this a lot, you may not have or might have heard somebody or you might have had a personal experience that you might have a thought, a memory, or emotional release during somatic work, so body work. And how we try to make sense of that is that this water that's structured, that surrounds our connective tissue, our fascia, our collagen, that's part of our extracellular matrix and lymphatics. I mean, it's all interconnected. That's why we call it the living matrix, because it's really, we think of the body in compartments, but it's really all interconnected, right? So it's kind of from that idea. And so Dr. Oshman and also Mei-Wan Ho think about this fluid and this water, hold memory, and that's where we could hold trauma. So often when you get your lymph moving, you might also have these experiences that you might have a memory, thought, or emotion be released from the system. And that's good. That's just as much as getting glyphosate out of your body. You got to get that, you know, release those parts of yourself so that, again, you can have more flow and movement in your system. So just a checklist to think about, like if you have been moving your lymph but not getting the results, like let's think about these things. Or if you have a chronic illness and are trying to deal with all of these things, more reason to get the lymphatics moving. And then again, not only pairing lymphatic therapies, but you know, if you are really sick, working with a skilled practitioner who can also help you as these things start to move, really help facilitate the removal out of your body so that you don't have any what we call detox reactions or healing reactions, if you did that alone.
Right. And that's where the binders come in too, for the physicality of it. And I was just watching somebody's little mini podcast the other day, and she called it the biology of trauma.
Yes, I know Amy, right?
Amy, right, yeah. Right.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a trauma summit in the very near future. I'm not in it.
I'm on it. I'll talk about this more. Yeah.
Fascinating. But I loved her terminology, the biology of trauma, and how the people who are therapists that do talk therapy don't pay attention per se to the, you know, intercellular matrix and all that. And then most therapists and healers who are dealing strictly, she said doctors, whatever, MDs, whatever, I don't care. Some MDs are amazing. Aren't dealing with the mental health aspect of trauma. So it was very interesting. I know Oprah just has a book out right now about trauma, and there's another book out there, like, and I'm going to find it. I think it's called, do you know what I'm talking about, Dr. Schaffner? It's like
The Body, Keeps the Score.
Yeah. What is it? Body
Keeps the Score, or
blue cover, The Body Keeps Score, or The Body.
The Body Keeps the Score. That, I can never say his name. Bessel van der Kolk. Yeah.
Good job. So when I was looking at the for Oprah's book, people were like, this book is good. However, you guys should all be reading the, How the Body Keeps Score. So if you're that's resonating with you, I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. I think it's such an important topic. And, you know, the lymphatics is a window into this. And yeah, trauma is a huge part of the healing process. And trauma affects our physiology, right? It affects our limbic system, our vagus nerve, our heart-brain coherence. I mean, it affects so many things. And there's many routes to explore how to release and heal that part of ourselves. But I love that the conversations are getting more and more widespread, that this is just as important as looking at, you know, a root canal or glyphosate. You know, we have to look at these parts of ourselves.
Okay. The Body Keeps Score confirmed from the attendees. That is the name of it. Thank you. Okay. On we go, Dr. Schaffner. Thank you very much.
So we did the overview. We did the three action steps, which are, you know, three jam-packed slides of things that you can think about for your lymph. And then we go deeper in the 7-day lymphatic rehab blueprint. So thank you for letting me share this with your community. And this again came out of really the desire to condense this information and make it really actionable and succinct so that we walk through a lot of these ideas that I've shared, we talk about, but go in more depth. And I talk about the lymphatic system, again, what could be clogging your lymph, you know, self-care techniques to improve your lymphatic drainage. We talk, Gina Bree is there talking about water in your lymphatic system. My dear friend, Katie is helping us do yoga and breath work. And then we talk about the lymphatic system and sleep, which I'm still going to talk about here. And then we talk about the lymph system in the abdomen. Also for women, the lymphatic system related to our breast health and how to look at that and support that part of our body. So it's just 7 days to rehab your lymph.
So, and by the way, men have breasts too. Okay. So like you need to pay attention to their boobs too.
Yeah. They do.
Right. Okay. So do you have any more slides, Dr. Schaffner?
I have a couple more.
Okay. Bring them on.
So we wanted to talk about the lymphatic system, right? So I just wanted to, just spend a few moments on the lymphatic system, because this is such an important part of my work and a place where Siobhan and I have really connected. And I still think it's often talked about enough and overlooked. And so again, really succinctly, the lymphatic system is the glial dependent lymphatic system. It's the lymphatic system in our brain. We never knew about this since 2015, we've known about it. And so what we've learned is that this is a, part of what happens and why sleep is so vital and valuable to our brain health. Because when we sleep, our brain shrinks and then lymph basically moves along the arteries. So all this blood goes to our brain and then lymph essentially bathes our neurons. So these are glial cells, they're astrocytes. They have these little aquaporin channels or endothelium.
What's an astrocyte? You just have to go slower for the anatomy on this stuff.
Yeah. So this is an astrocyte. So it's a star-like glial cell.
So and a glial cell, what's the glial cell?
Yeah, the glial cells, that's where lymph is. It's a part of a type of immune cell in the brain that helps to clear waste and survey the immune system. So essentially these little aquaporin channels on the end feet of these astrocytes, they open and close and they regulate lymph flow. And so then this is a neuron. So all this influx of fluid, lymph, is bringing oxygen and nutrients to the neurons and removing waste, right? And then the lymph flows out of the brain along the veins. So you have to have a good drainage out of the brain to move lymph out of the brain. And then they've studied, unfortunately, the brains of people who've had head injuries and why I think the head injury is so detrimental to the brain, which can be solved and recovered. You just have to know what you're dealing with. That patients who've had brain injuries tend to be more prone to cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's, dementia. And part of one of the mechanisms is they damage their lymphatic system. So then they have this buildup of waste. Part of what builds up in a, when you have poor sleep, what builds up in the brain can be amyloid beta, actually. And amyloid beta is associated with more risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. And when you get waste buildup in the brain, cells die. And when cells die, there's lack of communication. And that's when we see symptoms. So I've been talking about this. I'm super excited about this. And then through my work, I started to learn more about, okay, I've just been talking about sleep, right? But it's not just about sleep. It's about the right type of sleep and making sure that you get enough of essentially deep sleep and REM sleep. So I just have this really quick overview on the phases of sleep, because I'm going to just talk about not only when we want you to have a good night's sleep, but we want you to have the right type of sleep to really heal your brain and also heal your body. I mean, sleep is so critical to so many things in our system. So we have non-REM sleep, and then we have REM sleep. And we go through these three stages of sleep, and one, which is light sleep. And then the brain is getting a little bit more rhythmic and slowed down. And then we go into deep sleep, which is called N3. A lot happens in deep sleep. I'm not going to go into all of that, but it's like it's a really healing time for the body. And then REM sleep, although we dream in actually all phases of sleep, which I didn't really realize before, but REM sleep is a type when we were really dreaming and our body, we're paralyzed, but our body's actually pretty awake. Our heart rate goes up, our breathing rate goes up, blood flows and into our brain. And so I talk here that really the lymphatic system, we really need appropriate levels of deep and REM sleep. So if you have sleep trackers, I don't wear one yet. I probably will, because I'm super in the rabbit hole with this topic, but there are more sleep trackers like the Oura Ring and Fitbits and things like that, that measure how much deep and REM sleep you have. And so deep sleep is associated with slow brain waves. It's known as delta brainwave sleep. So they're high amplitude and low frequency. And a lot of things happen during this phase, but glucose metabolism increases, the pituitary gland secretes growth hormone, which is important for healing and repair. We actually get into parasympathetic. And then there's a study where they looked at animals and they looked at the lymphatic system, and they felt that this deep, slow wave sleep was very critical to the movement of fluid and lymph in the brain. And then not only is it deep sleep, but REM sleep actually is associated with more blood volume. And so increasing all this cerebral spinal fluid, and you know, that is going to translate into more lymphatic activity. So again, meaning deep sleep for the type of brain waves that assist the fluid dynamics in the brain. And we need REM sleep to have all this blood and lymph, moving in the brain. So I've deepened my knowledge and understanding and study of this. And so I really not only want to get people to sleep, but really to increase their deep and REM sleep. And Dr. Ruggiero, who's been a friend of mine, he helps me formulate products, and he's brilliant, and he was onto this. And so what he found is through transdermal GABA. So GABA is a inhibitory neurotransmitter that calms our brain down. So it, you know, why a lot of people like alcohol is because it increases GABA in the brain. So it has that kind of more inhibitory sedative effect, right? And there's a lot of GABA out there, but you know, when we absorb it through our mouth, we don't always get it to where it needs to go, especially in the brain. So GABA through the skin, and his background is he's done a lot of work with microbial chondroitin sulfate. And chondroitin sulfate is one of those proteoglycans in the extracellular matrix that I talked about. So that can, the GABA combined with the chondroitin sulfate, when you put it in the skin, is like a highway into the interstitium, the lymph, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier. So the GABA does a lot of things for the brain, but it helps to decrease noradrenaline, so adrenaline in the brain. So when we have a high-stressed modern life, when we're sick, when we're traumatized, we might not get enough deep and REM sleep because we have too much adrenaline in our brain. And so GABA helps us to decrease the adrenaline in our brain, so then we can get the benefit of deep and REM sleep and improve the lymphatic system. And you know, again, the more I learn about this is that it's this vicious cycle, right? When you are stressed and you're traumatized, you need the sleep, but your brain can't get into the sleep because of, you know, the physical effects. And so one of the interesting things that I've learned is that REM sleep is the time when our brain is completely devoid of noradrenaline. So it's like this time where the brain can completely reset and relax and restore our limbic system. So I'm just like super passionate about this, not only because of the lymphatic system role in the way that we can get into deep and REM sleep for the lymphatic benefits. But I think this is, you know, such a wonderful tool to help pair with whatever trauma therapies people need or limbic retraining people need, because I think they go hand in hand. And of course, as I mentioned, sleep is really part of healing and repairing, you know, with our hormonal production, you know, also, you know, with memory consolidation and, you know, all of these things. So this is really exciting. And then Marco actually did a little study with his sleep tracker, and really all stages of sleep improved with the application, but especially deep and REM. So that's just showing that you can do, if you decide to experiment on yourself, you can use a sleep tracker and see your improvement. And then again, this is, you know, the sleep benefits, the brain benefits, how it of course allows us to get into REM, get into deep sleep, and improve our lymphatic system. And then when we think about the lymphatic system, we have to have an exit route, right? So if we have lymph congestion in our neck, that's going to make it harder for the lymph to drain out of our brain. So we always really try to open up downstream the lymphatic system, especially in the cervical lymph nodes, when we're thinking about brain health. Again, I think even in my talk for the lymphatic rescue summit, I talked a lot about, you know, why these things can impair lymphatic drainage. But, you know, for today, I really wanted to focus on the lymph nodes in the neck called the cervical lymph nodes. And then another product that we pair this. So when I think about, okay, we're going to improve your sleep, we're going to improve your lymphatic system, you know, before bed, like, please open up your drainage in your neck. And so this is a product I made, and I just put a lot of my, you know, favorite herbs. So red root, calendula, nettles, cleavers, and then an essential oil blend of frankincense, geranium, and heliochrysum, so that you could apply that on your neck or really, really wherever you have lymphatic congestion to create movement of the lymphatic system. So I'm done. So look at this. Yeah.
There's several things to discuss. Several things. None of this is in order of importance. We do have some sale price, some coupon, you know, logo coupon. Code Siobhan to save 20% at checkout. Code Siobhan. The link is in the queue and it is in the chat box. Okay. Mm-hmm. Link is in the chat box. Here's the deal, you guys. For this, how do you say it? Somnium.
Yeah.
Somnium GABA. It is 20% off. And Clarissa, did you pop it in the chat? Oh my gosh. Is it in chat? I think it is. So we just need the link there, Clarissa. Clarissa's behind the scenes. She knows everything. Yeah. Okay. So what happened was, we're doing this lymph webinar for you guys, and I'm like, ooh, I love this product. Could we please talk about that? So it wasn't really part of the original plan, but we tacked it on.
It's so perfect, because I think it's really, you know, essential when we think about really getting the lymph moving in our brain, you know, so we want us to sleep well, right? Everyone sleep well. Yeah,
exactly. Sorry, there's the link. It's in the chat. So do we also have a link? Yes, we will put the other stuff up too. Do we have a link for the essential oil as well?
Yeah, the store. Yeah, you should have a link to this page. We have your beautiful picture on this page, and the two products are there. So just remember to use your code so people can
use code Siobhan.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the course. But you know me, I love a good product. Back to the course. So talk to us about that and what we can expect. You have the 7 days there, guys. You got the free booklet, the workbook. We're going to get you this transcript as well. So make sure that if you're watching this through Facebook, that we have your email, and you can get a hold of us at info@sibosos.com, and we'll loop you in. And then we have plans to, we have plans to email you back the web. This is where that water is so important, because everybody wants to get all this lymph drainage going, and how does the drain work? You've got to move it, and you've got to make sure you have enough fluid to get rid of it. So this course teaches you all of that. The course is redonkulously good. How's that? Yes, use your word, Siobhan. Why use a $5 word when you can use a 50-cent word, right? The course is fantastic. It allows you to basically be coached about what you need to do to be a better a better lymphatic citizen. And that's why I'm so excited about sharing it with you. This has been part of my plan because I knew that after the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, people were going to want to have information about how to actually, you know, take some of those steps and put them into action. So well, how do we know where on our body our lymphatic congestion is? So I want to just also say this, is that if you have not had a chance to see the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, or maybe you own it and you haven't watched everything yet, watch Dr. Schaffner's presentation there. Watch Kelly Kennedy's presentation there. Watch Naomi's presentation there. You're going to get a lot of techniques that are great basics to get you started, and then you want to get into the course. In the emails you'll be receiving, you're going to also receive the link to the course, but it is in the chat. And I'm going to click it right here for a second. And then I'm going to share my screen because I wanted to.
Do you want me to stop my share?
Sure. And here we go. All right. So here it is. But we have
I'm in mid talk. I'm talking mid sentence.
Girl, there. You got to get those thumbnails taken care of. You gotta make sure your team gets those thumbnails here. It's not bad. I've had much, much worse. But we have a bonkers coupon on this that's going to drop the price down to $47. Oh, so, yeah. Dudes and dudettas, come on now. It's 7 days of incredible content for $47. So I don't feel that you are wasting your money whatsoever, even at $297, this is a fantastic course. I want to get into some of the questions right now. So I am not going to stop the recording because I want to let everybody get in on this great information. However, you have enough information right now to make a decision about the course. Doctor, if you go to the link that I just clicked and it's in the chat, this is the page that comes up. This is the information that we basically have covered, all of these issues. There it is. It's crazy that it's $97, but we have the coupon, which is, I think it's Siobhan, right? That takes it down to the $47. Okay, it is. Okay, so I'm gonna stop the share and get into some questions. All right. All righty. Let's see. Okay, well, you have a friend who's saying hi. If you want to send your comment to info@sibosos.com, or do you have a customer service email address? And by the way, ignore that in front of Dr. Schaffner's face is the word Julia. It's one of her assistants. So that's why her name is there. Don't worry about that part. Yeah. What's an email if people wanted to get a hold of your organization?
Yeah, just info@drchristineschaffner.com.
Okay, great. Because all we're going to be doing is forwarding the email to that. So do that one more time, Dr. Schaffner.
info@drchristineschaffner.com.
Okay, great. Why do you tell us to be using the Q&A when you seem to be presenting everything in the chat? Johnny, breathe. You're fine. Do you know how many? Yeah, that's adorable. So Johnny, just take a breath. We're getting to you, darling. Just hang on. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of people joining us right now, which is so exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about lymphedema as it relates to a histamine issue. So These are, do you find them to be related?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. You know, in my slide around the extracellular matrix and the lymphatics. So one of the main cells that surveys the extracellular matrix is a mast cell. So mast cells produce histamine, and histamine is really important when we are coming in contact with something that we need a histamine response with, but it should be a short-lived response. And what we're seeing nowadays is that this response is prolonged, or the mast cells are really on too high of alert, let's just say it that way. So things that should be maybe, you know, normal in the environment and quickly recover from are really aggravating the mast cells. So they're really increasing histamine, and that creates a whole cascade of effects. And so I find that with the increase a mast cell activation syndrome or things on that spectrum is that we need to do lymphatic work, right? So we can help drain that extracellular matrix, remove potential toxicants that are getting stuck in those proteins, you know, help, you know, clear any pathogens that might be in that space, as well as, you know, how I mentioned, even how trauma can be in that space. And so kind of creating movement actually helps to reduce the sensitivity of mast cells. Again, it's multifactorial. I see, you know, parasites and mold also be underlying causes of mast cell issues.
How does stagnant liver and or lymphatics contribute to a very important topic that is not talked about enough, and that is hemorrhoids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you look at anatomy, when we think about, you know, when you think about fluid movement in the body, right, if there's congestion in one area, that can create pooling and stagnation and problems in a distant area, right? So when we think about hemorrhoids, which are engorged, you know, veins in the rectum. When we think about, you know, the blood supply and what it's connected to, it's connected with the portal venous system. So the blood that goes to the liver. So if there is a lot of liver stress, liver congestion, bile stagnation, that can create congestion in the liver that can have a downstream effect, creating enlargement, because that blood can't get moving and can't circulate back to the liver as well. So when we think about hemorrhoids, there are local treatments, but also whenever a patient has hemorrhoids, I think about their liver health. How do we get their bile moving? How do we support phase 1, 2, and 3 detoxification and a lot of things along those lines?
Have you heard about putting sugar on the hemorrhoid and how it sucks back into the body?
I haven't used that before, but I'm open to that.
It's an old school technique. And then the another question is, what is your opinion about the Perrin technique? How does her work link to your work? Are you familiar with it?
Are we talking about hemorrhoids still?
No, change the subject, darling.
I don't know. So what was the technique called?
It was called the Perrin technique.
I don't know of that technique.
Okay. I just have I had to deal with an emergency. What about varicose veins? Don't worry, we're going to get off the veins in a second, but I think that's interesting.
Yeah. I think, you know, when we remember when we were talking about the circulatory system and the lymphatic system, right? So the veins return deoxygenated blood back to the heart. So just kind of how I was talking in the brain. So if there's congestion and pooling in the venous system, that can affect neighboring and distant tissues, because the fluid in the capillaries might not be draining back to, through the veins. It might be like there's a traffic jam. Just think of it that way, right? There's a traffic jam in the veins, and that can have effects downstream, and then fluid can't move in and out of that space as well. So varicose veins and lymphatic congestion can go hand in hand. So people who have varicose veins really might have more lymphatic congestion than they realize in their lower extremities.
So guys, this is just a side note. I didn't know that. My mother, who had lymphoma, who this whole thing project started because of her, she passed in 97. She had terrible varicose veins. So that is very, very interesting. And those were like decades before the problem. Kelly Kennedy is with us. She's answering the question for you, Miriam. I don't know if you can see that or not, but how often does one...
Kelly wants to answer some questions to you.
Service here. It's full service. Yeah. I love this part. So Miriam is saying, how often should one do flow presso? And I think, you know, connect with Kelly Kennedy. It's nanovibrational technology, similar to PMF, but not that. I'm not sure what you're answering there, Kelly. So I think it really depends, Miriam, on your personal condition. And Kelly Kennedy, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what email do you want them to use? You remember Kelly from the summit. And if you do not know her, she is astonishing. And I met her through Christine, and I will forever be grateful. Okay. Can you please speak to lymphedema and define it for us, if you would, please, as it relates to, I already did that one. Please speak to how clogged lymph, I don't know. I think that one got cut off, but this Deborah was misdiagnosed for breast cancer when the dissection of the nodes happened. I don't know. It's a choppy comment here. It feels bruised again after 13 years, but now I know dairy causes mucus, develops inflammations, which makes the bruising feeling I confuse with breast cancer. Oh, that's interesting. It was proven and they called it cancer, but I believe it's cells gone rogue due to inflammation. Must stop dairy. Got it. Okay. Thanks, Kelly Kennedy. Nanovibrational technology is a little different than PEMF, just making the distinction. Okay, let's talk to you, Shelley. Shelley, I have cervical cancer and lymphedema in my thighs, more on the left. I've got a lot of pain in the left groin area lately, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions to help with the pain so that I can get back to moving my body. Bless you, Shelley. We're thinking of you.
Yeah, you know, when cancer is part of the equation, you always want to work with your physician and, you know, team just to make sure everyone's in the loop of what you're doing. But, you know, as we think about where, you know, obviously the cervix is in the pelvic bowl of the body, and there's a lot of lymphatic, you know, the huge lymphatic system in the pelvic bowl. And when we think about like the bikini line or the groin area, there are groups of lymph nodes. So that can be overwhelmed, congested, working hard. So that can affect, you know, the return of lymph from the lower extremities back, you know, up upstream. And so I would, with a skilled provider who understands cancer, work with how to safely support your lymphatic system to get drainage so that you're out of pain and that your immune system can work, do the work it needs to do as well.
These are not like, all these questions are not related, but Leslie is asking a question about dental implant replacement. Mm-hmm. She needs teeth before September in the dental summit. So I understand that. I will just say, since I've been investigating this, there are different kinds of materials that are being used. You want to find a good biological dentist. Dr. Schaffner, do you have a quick comment here of a resource that she could find quickly to go to and do some research on?
Yeah, I would look up zirconia implants. Those are ceramic implants that tend to be less reactive and that gum tissue adheres to more easily than what is standard out there, a titanium implant. Titanium implants can have less gingiva grow around the implant, and then they can also create hypersensitivity in the immune system as well as make you more sensitive to EMF. So we recommend zirconia implants.
Okay. And you know, they're not perfect. They're not perfect. Very few things are perfect.
Well, nothing is, you know, and I think that, you know, this is the best that we know at this time, but I do find for the patients that I treat that I would recommend zirconia. I would recommend zirconia over titanium in 98% of cases, but I would say, you have to just, again, have, it's all individual, right? And what else is going on in the mouth and the complexity, but it's the best we have at this time until we can regrow teeth. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun project. Miriam, Kelly Kennedy's email is kelly@notmedsglobal.com. That's not a personal email, you guys, but she does monitor that email. So comfortable. She feels comfortable giving it out, but Miriam, you can connect with her there. Okay. Now what's LIPEDEMA? Lipedema?
Yeah. I don't know as much about this, but I'm aware of it. So this is when, people have, essentially, fat pockets within the connective tissue. So lipedema. So it's basically, fat deposits within the connective tissue that create a lot of problems. There are people who specialize in this. It's not an area I know a lot about, but it's related to, of course, lipids and lymphatics.
As far as moving on here to another question, stagnant liver and stagnant lymphatic system, can So it next year, 2022, Siobhan Sarna doing the liver gallbladder rescue summit. Mm-hmm. I'm with you guys. I got the same questions. So so you want to touch on that combination right there?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think about it in two ways. So every system in the body has a lymphatic network, right? So when we think about our liver health, we think about also its network of lymphatics around the liver, right? And then when we think about, you know, just this global network in the body, that the, you know, big part of a lot of what I do is, again, how to get the liver cells healthy, help the liver detoxify, but really help to have healthy bile flow in the body. So the liver makes bile. There are all these bile ducts. It gets concentrated in the gallbladder. If you don't have a gallbladder, don't worry, it still does this. And then bile leaves the gallbladder and goes into the intestines to digest fat, but also to help eliminate all the things that the liver tried really hard to get rid of, right? And it's really important for our thyroid and our immune system and our microbiome and all sorts of things. And so we have this whole lymphatic network also in our intestinal tract, right? So we have a huge lymphatic network in our small intestine that helps us to absorb fats. We also have a lymphatic system in our colon. And then there's also lymph behind our intestinal wall. That there can be a lot of buildup of lymph in that area that can create stagnation. So I think what I'm hearing, the question is like, how is this all related? So we have, you know, the actual lymphatic, the lymphatic network around the organ. And then within the intestines, there's a huge lymphatic network, like in the intestines, around the intestines. And the better our bodies are able to eliminate and also move bile, that helps with absorption and elimination.
That's a lot.
That was a great question.
Okay. So this is interesting. They're all interesting. Don't get me wrong. Marley is asking, so we're not going to be wearing tight bras, less restrictive clothing. We don't want to compress our lymphatic system. And compression socks are now not recommended for her due to blood clotting factors. So this is interesting because I was always totally opposed to compression garments because I'm like, doesn't that slow down our flow? And when I went to the Ehlers-Danlos specialist, Elena Guggenheim in Portland, Oregon, she's like, wrong thinking, fallacy thinking, that's not it. You need compression garments, go. So could you guide us on this?
Yeah, just whether you mean compression garments or not, or with
the benefits of compression garments. And then unfortunately, Marlee's having a problem because she's saying that compression garment socks are not recommended for her due to blood clotting factors.
Yeah, so it seems like she is a unique case where there's a couple things going on. Yeah, so I would say, you know, understanding, okay, why is there coagulation defects going on. There can be a lot of our patients have thick, sticky blood, and there's a reason for that. It can be immune activation. It can be toxicants. So looking at all of the reasons why you might be clotting more, and then there can be nutritional factors. And then there's a lot that we can do. There can be, enzymes and, you know, natural anticoagulants. So just educate and, you know, share with that. And then, so I would say, that aside, I do think compression is a tool because if we're trying to help, as we're trying to rehabilitate the lymphatic system, that can be a really wonderful tool to override and mitigate a lymphatic system that isn't draining well. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. And then Chris, who's a PT on the webinar, is saying they're a PT in BioFlex. BioFlex is less restrictive.
Oh, good.
Might be help. Okay. Does anyone want to start a thick, sticky blood Facebook group? If you do that, I will join. Okay. There's a lipedemaproducts.com. It's in the chat and has BioFlex. Okay. So Jessica, there you go. Okay. Let's talk about cranial sacral for a second. So someone's asking, just how effective is cranial sacral therapy and other gentle therapies on reactivating one's lymphatic system? Yeah. I just want to say that I had fibromyalgia for so long, and I had so much body pain for so long, and I've been Rolfed so many times back in the 90s. And what would happen for me is that I would feel better shortly, you know, temporarily. And then my body had been basically traumatized. And so the fascia would actually tighten, but I didn't know better. So I'd be like, oh, it must have worked. I feel, you know, good walking out of the therapist's office. And then I was exposed to, this is a mistake I want you guys to avoid making, so I'm sharing this quickly. I went to get cranial sacral because I was in so much pain. I was trying anything and everything. And I liked it. It's kind of sleepy. And the problem was, is that they were not a good communicator. This is where it hurts me when healers are not good communicators, because we're all different, but I need to understand what's happening to me in order for me to appreciate it and have compliance, especially if it's a process, right? Mm-hmm. So I did not continue with it. Fast forward, I don't know how many years now, 20, 30 years. And I found another cranial sacral therapist for visceral manipulation referred. The whole idea was from Dan Kalish to me, Dr. Dan Kalish. And it was about my gallbladder. It had nothing to do with anything. Anyway, this one woman I found who taught visceral manipulation was a cranial sacral therapist and teacher, transformed my life. And so I want to say that if you find someone who is a good cranial sacral therapist, you should treasure them. But I want you to have someone who is obsessed with being a cranial sacral therapist. Not that they're did a weekend seminar, you know, no dabblers. They can be great massage therapists, but it is a very specific craft and healing technique, and get them to explain to you what's happening at least a couple of times, and then just zone out and enjoy. But it is a beautiful, beautiful therapy. And for those of us who are typically overstimulated and feel like if I'm not, you know, in pain, it must not be working. Mm-hmm. Know that if you're going to someone really good, it is working. It's just different. And you have to appreciate think of nature and breeze and a little bit of dew on the leaves instead of a rainstorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love that. And I am in complete agreement. I think that it is, it's definitely an amazing modality. And this is where, like, not all therapists are created equal. Like, everyone has their gifts and their specialty. And the people who create the most change are the people who do this all day long. I do agree. Craniosacral, I think it's a wonderful modality. And it is using the premise and the idea that our cranial bones are not fixed or fused, but they all have a movement and a motion. And that movement and motion helps to move cerebral spinal fluid within the body. And that is related to the lymphatic system within the brain as well. And so cranial sacral therapists are trained to feel where there are restrictions or movements that are, restricted movements or kind of not in the right rhythm that can restrict the flow of cerebral spinal fluid within the brain and the brainstem. And then it can go outside of the central nervous system as well. Many craniosacral therapists learn to work not only on the brain and the spinal cord, but, you know, throughout the body because we're interconnected. So it's like a very deep form of healing. It's a very relaxing form of healing. It's really, it can access a lot. You know, it's not only helping to restore fluid dynamics, but also it can be a emotional release for the body. So some people have a lot of emotional releases for reasons we talked about today. I think it's a beautiful modality, but, you know, again, it's one tool, it's one modality in a big toolkit, and you just find what works for you.
And we know it's a process, we know it's expensive, but that's the beauty of some of these, you know, lymphatic techniques that you can do yourself. And then, you know, you're in the shower, you're doing your own lymphatic massage in the shower. That's a great place to do it, et cetera. So, okay. So Johnny, welcome. I know you had the question about the chat and that you're anxious to get your question answered. There've been a plethora of webinars on detoxing, but my main question is, where is the lymphatic step into the process? Okay. Colon, liver, SIBO, bless you. Heavy metals. Do we start with hydrogen water, light therapy, sound chelation, sound comma, chelation, supplementation? Too many things for a simple mind like mine to start. I don't know. I think that's a very complicated, wonderful question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I think there are layers to the question. And I think when you heal the body and work with the body, we're not always working in a linear fashion, but the body is dynamic. But with that being said, I do think when we're, you know, laying the foundation for any detox or a pathogen protocol, we have to have our organs of elimination and our lymphatic system working well. So I think those go hand in hand. So again, taking a little survey and making sure that you're well hydrated with your kidneys, you're breathing with your lungs, you're able to sweat, you're having regular bowel movements, you're able to digest your food, given, you know, bile elimination. And then layered in that, all these lymphatic therapies, right? So all of this lymphatic work. So I think step one is really thinking about organs elimination, lymphatics, binders. And on top of that, then we can, you know, you can chelate the metals when you're ready. You can get rid of your root canal when you're ready. You can treat your Lyme. And some of these things happen at the same time.
I call it salt on the egg, on the scrambled eggs. So you have the whole dish, right? And then you sprinkle salt on top of it. So for me, that's where the lymphatic system comes in. That's just patient to patient. You've got Martha made progress once her colon got moving, which is awesome. If you're not pooping, things aren't going to go well in life.
Yeah,
let's just say you got to move it. If somebody's asking about bloating, here's my book, Healing SIBO. There are a lot of causes for bloating. I just want to mention this because it's what I live, breathe, think so much about also. And that is if you've ever had food poisoning, traumatic brain injury, adhesions, abdominal surgery, a lot of things can bloat you, but it also mimics parasites, candida. On the worst case scenario, a symptom of ovarian cancer can be bloating. So you need to find out why you're bloating, and you can go to SIBOSOS.com or get my book, Healing SIBO, for $18 on sale right now on Amazon, and really cover a lot of that because that is a huge, huge topic I talk about incessantly. Yes. Dr. Klaffner, comments?
Oh, well, you're the expert, but yeah, bloating is all of those things, and getting your lymph moving in your abdomen is huge, to help address bloating, of course, all the things you mentioned internally, but castor oil packs are one of a favorite tool for that as well.
Do you go over how to use binders in the 7-day course?
We touch on it, but it's not binder focused, but we touch a little bit on it. Yeah, but I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we talked about it already, so be sure to go back and listen to the beginning of this and read it in the transcripts. You know, transcripts are searchable, so just Google that, how to search in a, you know, PDF, and it will show you and it will miraculously transform your life. What's Flopresso? Tina is asking what Flopresso is. Do you want to describe it? Kelly had to go. Otherwise, I'd bring Kelly on here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly, yeah. So Flopresso is essentially a lymphatic device. And so I have it in my office through the work of Kelly Kennedy and Desiree Desponge, who's in New Zealand, who created this. She's actually a lymphologist. And so she tried to create a system that she did very well. That's compression, infrared. And then I always say PEMF, but Kelly corrected me in the nano vibration technology. So it's using principles of compression to move the lymph. I like it because it gets its whole body. So it's feet, legs, abdomen, arms. And then it also has infrared. So infrared is going to help gently heat the body. So for a detox effect, but also the exclusion water effect. And then the nano vibration technology that is going to help to add energy into the system.
Change subjects again. Donald's asking this very interesting question. Is lymphatic system operation affected by 5G or other strong EMF like Bluetooth? If so, what methods of remediation are available?
I think that there's a lot to learn about that. And I do think you know, yes, I think that that's going to be affecting us. I think that we have a lot of mechanisms to understand why EMF affects the body, and it can affect our detoxification pathways. It can affect our pineal gland. It can affect our glutathione and melatonin. It can create a lot of oxidative stress and affect that hydrogen component in our body. And so I think, I think we're in this kind of unfortunate grand experiment, but I do think it most likely has an effect on blood flow. We actually do know this. Beverly Rubik has shown how 4G phones can create more rouleau, so stacking of red blood cells, so the coagulation piece, so we can have thicker blood from EMF, and then that can, directly affect the lymphatics as well. So yeah, I think we have to put pieces together. But of course, how could it not?
Right. And Kelly Kennedy also mentioned it. Kelly, I don't know if you can hear, but people are like saying, yeah, when you listen to Kelly's talk, she talked about it. That's awesome. I love that. Cross-pollination, people. It makes me so happy.
I need to listen to Kelly's talk.
Oh my God. Let me just say it was lively. It was one of the most lively ones. She had people coming in. Body parts were getting shown. It was awesome. Okay.
Sounds like Kelly.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I love you people. We are at an hour and a half, and therefore I've gone way past the time. When was Kelly's talk? It was one of the gifts from the Lymphatic Rescue Summit. So Clarissa, can you pop in the Lymphatic Rescue Summit, which it the summit wrapped, but you can still get it. You can still get the summit. Adrian is asking about the Lymphatic Summit and Kelly's talk there. Where on Facebook will this be available to view? Okay, that's a great question. I did not totally plan to do this, but sometimes I do strange things and then are like, hey, why not? So I was streaming it to my Facebook group, which everyone here is more than welcome to join in, but know this, it is SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And it is called SIBO SOS Community on Facebook. There are 20,000 people in there and they are incredible. So I'm streaming it there. And I wasn't really sure if the SIBO community was going to embrace the lymphatic information as much as, you know, I do. I wasn't sure. Holy smokes, you all blew my mind about how you were like, yep, that ties right in. Boom, 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 boom. I loved you for that. Miriam saying the community is awesome. It's very special. SIBO SOS community on Facebook. Even if you join Facebook just to be in the group, lots of people have done that. It is that special. It is streaming there. Look under media and it'll be there, like under photos. That's where they are. Okay. And Clarissa just put it in there. All right. Let's wrap up. Open the email I'm going to send you and get the 7-day course for $47 bonker. Usually 97, which is also bonkers, and use coupon code Siobhan. That's my first name. Hello, it's nice to meet you if you're new. SHI, V as in Victor, A, M as in Nancy. I'm half Irish, I'm half Indian, I'm all American. My father and mother loved that I could be named after Lord Shiva. And my Irish grandmother was thrilled that I was also named after the daughter of the Irish playwright Sean O'Casey. There you go. And I had a yoga studio for 10 years and people were like, did you get your name in the ashram? I'm like, oh, you have no idea. It's more to the New York Times than an ashram. Okay, so the code, the link is in the chat. That's also where you can find the information about the sleep cream and the lymphatic oil. Thank you so much for all your kind words. I will share the nice things you're saying about Christine in the chat with her, because we all need to put a happy, you know, memo about ourselves under our pillows and on our, you know, refrigerator doors to cheer us up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, Dr. Schaffner. I hope everyone who's here goes and does take the course. I got so much out of it, and it's high quality, as everything you do really is, mm-hmm. as usual. And so everyone remain open, drink your water, teach what you know. My gosh, keep this conversation going. Share this information, what you've learned, with your friends, your family, your nail tech. I don't know if people are still getting their nails done around the world, Portugal, bless you. We really, really want to get this word out. So whether you're able to participate in the only $47 course for a 7-day course, Or you are, you know, just like, wow, this was great. It's free. And I've got a lot of information, three action steps, plus, plus, plus. I'll see you guys on the next go round. That's cool too. Whatever works for you. We're here for you and we love you and we appreciate you. Open those emails and we will see you next time. Enjoy. Thanks, Dr. Schaffner. I'll hang out here for a little second, but you get on your way and have a beautiful holiday weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much. Talk soon. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, glad you were here. Cost of Flowpresso. So I'm just going to answer a couple of random questions while I'm hanging out here. Flowpresso is, this is like bodysuit sort of Michelin man thing that you get in and you lie down on. And I don't know how much it is, but if you go to Kelly Kennedy's website, which I know we've been showing here, she may or may not have the prices there. So I don't know, but you can ultimately buy a Flowpresso, but they're very expensive. But I added up how much money I was I was adding up how much money I was getting done in body work. And of course it's a balance, but it's depending on your situation, of course, it might be something to purchase this thousands of dollars. So, but you can get, you know, individual sessions, like you would go and get a massage or something like that. So it's very, very helpful. And I think it's worth doing once if you're attracted to it and it resonates with you and you have some lymphatic issues. But there are not as many machines in this country as they were hoping. You know, it's just beginning. It's just getting started. And so you're going to be part of spreading the word about it. So I hope everyone can experience it. You're so welcome, everyone. I thank you so much for being here. Lori says she usually pays $125 an hour. So how do you find a local provider? Reach out to Kelly Kennedy. She, by the way, I don't know if she's still on here. I don't think she is. She is taking a little bit of time from her practice right now, and she is working on her website and getting the infrastructure together so that she can get more people educated, more technicians educated, more practitioners, more healers, and more flow specialists out there. We covered so much today. We really did. It was not my intention to be here for so long. I was thinking maybe we'd do 40 minutes. Hundreds and hundreds of you showed up. Bless you. Thank you. It means so much to both of us, to all of this, our staff, our teams, the people at Health Talks Online, this whole global community of trying to get this information out there, wanting to shout it from the mountaintops. And now I need your help to spread it. So tell your friends and family, I'm not kidding. I wish I had known about varicose veins being a lymphatic issue. Like, of course it makes sense now, but I remember it was a big deal when my mom had those varicose veins removed. And it isn't like the way they do them now at like these vein institutes. It was primitive. I do care about you all. I really, really do. This work is so important. I have a fabulous other career, and yet this is, you know, I'm not stopping this. There's no way, because I wish I had had all this information myself so many years ago, and I wish my mom had it and my dad and da da da. So please spread it. Okay. Get in on that course, guys. That's one of the best things you're going to do for yourself, perhaps in your whole life, for $47. That's less than the price of some supplements out in the world. So I do hope you'll take advantage of that. And yeah, right on. Preach it. Okay, everybody, you're the ones. You're the ones who are going to go out there and spread the word. I need you to do that. So be lymph ambassadors. The code, Marie, is Siobhan, my first name, Siobhan, S-H-I-V-A-N is the code to get the $97 course to $47. All right. I never like getting off of these because I like being with you guys so much, but I do have to go. I have people waiting on me because they weren't expecting me to go so long, and I love you. Okay. All right. Check out, I'm glad you feel that it was worth your time. Check out the emails. We are mailing it out, I think, tonight. That's the plan, okay? If you don't get it tonight, we will get it to you tomorrow. But I think the plan is to send the replay out tonight. How do you get the booklet? It was in the first email. So go look for the email from info@sibosos.com. I hope that was the one, the email, the address that we used. Does the code have to be capitals or not? It's not case sensitive. not case sensitive. Anything else? Got any more little tech questions or anything? Our email address one more time is info@cibosos.com. That's info@cibosos.com. And we will we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, Clarissa, in the background. I'm sorry. I know you're going to be up answering the questions. I love you. Okay. Bye, everyone. I'm going to end it. Thanks. I'm going to end it, but it's just the beginning.